Right now, I'm in Amazon's largest fulfillment center, which employs 2,000 human workers and 7,000 robots.
Let's see if this McDonald's is really fully automated. So today we headed to North Texas to check it out. And upon arrival, you'll notice that you do have to order from the app to get the automated service.
Flamingo, Las Vegas. Y'all all losing your jobs now.
No way they got fighting robots here. Yo, check him out.
Robots. We're told they will make our lives better, but corporations are deploying them to cut costs, and we're the cost.
Workers at a Detroit General Motors facility say they are disgusted after more than 1,000 employees are laid off and dozens of robots are now in the job instead.
The collaborative robots, or as they are called, cobots, help employees attach body panels on vehicles. GM says they are designed to work beside people, improving safety, ergonomics, flexibility, and competitiveness. But to workers who have watched their plant shrink, the order of events is hard to ignore. Their jobs disappeared, then the robots arrived.
General Motors laid off more than 1,000 employees and then installed 50 robots. Meanwhile, this company posted $4.3 billion in profit for Q1 this year. So they have plenty of billions to pay for real human workers. Someone commented, good, maybe robots can buy their junky trucks too. Who remembers the tax dollars bailing them out? The president of the United Auto Workers had some words on the matter.
The threat of humanoid robotics and mass automation, it's a profound threat and a challenge to our way of life, to our economy, and our political system. We need to be clear about this. We are in a fight for humanity.
This is the part that isn't talked about nearly enough. More workers are now competing with robots for the same job. Look at how insane this is. When I first saw this clip, I thought it was AI, but then I caught Moderna on the side of the robot and found out, no, this is real. And as dystopian as it is to say, this is a drone dog. It's a robot built by Boston Dynamics, but with software built by Aslan. According to Moderna, the security robot can use AI to identify people and vehicles, autonomously avoid obstacles, sense the environment around it, and complete pre-programmed alarm response missions. He then goes on to say they are using 2 drone dogs and looking to deploy aerial drones to complement their ground force. And then I read this. Another crucial aspect was to invest in a platform that would allow us to use less manpower and manual resources. This helps to lower the cost of operations. So he's saying the quiet part out loud. This allows them to replace their human security guards with robots. And as Aslan puts it, these robots perform their duties with precision, regardless of shift schedules, labor shortages, or environmental conditions. But can we stop and think about how insane this is? It reminds me of Horizon, the game where the main character is hunted by machines that were originally built to serve. What is stopping this company from equipping these drones with weapons? They're already doing it in conflicts around the world. This person gets it. When did we stop freaking out over random robots roaming our streets? Robots are showing up everywhere, with Amazon leading the way in the warehouse, which raises the question, who should we be mad at?
What are you doing for work?
I work for Amazon, designing conveyors and robots.
Oh, you're designing robots for Amazon?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your help. Are you designing the robots I read an article about recently that are replacing the 600,000 workers?
Yeah.
We got him, boys! Get him!
That's right. There's about to be some new hostages in the news.
The crowd hated that guy, and the people in the comments hate him too. People who do those jobs should feel nervous to be in public. Why would you ever admit that? You couldn't torture that out of me. I'd invent a new job on the spot. Class enemy, unfortunately. What's interesting about this clip is that people find what he's doing shameful, building these robots that are replacing workers. But Amazon's revenue for 2025 was $716 billion. So of all the people shaming this guy, how many of those people also have an Amazon Prime subscription? Amazon didn't become a trillion-dollar company because no one is buying from them, and now they're deploying these same robots to their European warehouses.
Meet Proteus, Amazon's fully autonomous robot. It works alongside employees on the ground in Amazon's warehouses. The latest version can take verbal commands in plain English. No need for any technical language, and it can move carts weighing up to 400 kilograms. That's almost 900 pounds. It will be rolled out in warehouses across Europe in 2027, and is part of the company's more than $11 billion investment to modernize its operations in the region. But this focus on robotics comes as Amazon lays off thousands of corporate workers. CEO Andy Jassy has said AI will play a role in shrinking its workforce.
When CNBC reached out to Amazon for comment on job loss due to robotics, Amazon replied, "Since we've invested in robotics, we've created hundreds of thousands of jobs." So they're claiming they've created somewhere between 100,000 to 1 million jobs since bringing in robots. I don't buy it. But one thing is clear, Amazon has enough demand that they're able to spread all over the world. But it's not just in the warehouse that we're seeing this automation, it's also showing up in places like the drive-thru. You might remember McDonald's rolled out AI to take orders, and it was a disaster. They ultimately pulled it, but not before we got clips like this.
Two vanilla creamers and two sugars.
Was that a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit?
No. Two vanilla okay. a vanilla shot.
Give her a chance to talk.
It's a robot.
Okay. Was that a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit?
No. A large coffee with three creams and two sugars.
All right.
Oh, no. No vanilla.
Was that a
cancel the coffee.
Was that a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit?
Okay, sorry, what's your name?
Yeah, sorry.
Despite how horrible that was, McDonald's isn't giving up on their quest to replace workers. They're giving AI in the drive-thru another go. McDonald's is replacing IBM's AI and is now partnering with Google on a new AI called Arch IQ. They're testing it in 5 locations. But here's what I find interesting. McDonald's recognizes that as they automate more things, they're eliminating human connection. As more of the customer journey becomes automated, there are fewer opportunities for guests to connect with crew. Social media has had a massive impact on how we interact with each other, and now these companies are trying to take away what little human connection we have. They're going after the baristas now.
Your iced latte is ready.
The description reads, "The robots simply execute the craft flawlessly, cup after cup, without misspelling your name." That did not look flawless to me, and I would rather someone misspell my name, at least then I would be talking to an actual human. This is just another example of companies eliminating third places and human interaction. And I don't think most people even want this. I'm gonna be honest, if I walked into a business and saw all the employees had been replaced with a robot, I would walk back out. And then there's healthcare, the industry that is carrying all of the job growth in the US, so of course they want to make those workers redundant too.
Oh my goodness, it's a nurse.
Can you call an elevator going down, please?
Who? Me?
No, me.
Oh.
Yeah,
my mom. Okay. Oh my goodness. She going down the elevator?
Yep.
Okay. No, I'm saying this thing. Okay, I'm not gonna get you. It's right, I'm not getting her. It's going in there.
It's like their goal is to make everyone in every industry redundant. Someone commented, "And here I am trying to go to nursing school. This is only the beginning, y'all better take the hint." I've taken the hint. I personally don't want to be in tech anymore. AI has ruined it, and it's become clear that if they could, they would replace all of us. But when it comes to reskilling, people often say, myself included, to join a trade because it's harder to replicate, but that doesn't mean they're not trying.
A lot of blue-collar workers love to say, join a trade, and your job won't get taken away by a robot or AI anytime soon. What normally would take about 15 to 20 people, I would say we probably have like a handful of 7 people, right?
But as you see, we're building this robot that installs shingles on the roof. The big things we're aimed at is increasing safety and productivity for roofing contractors. And we use machine vision and AI to guarantee accuracy and repeatability.
If you're a forklift operator, start looking for a new job. They already got the robots.
Going straight to the comments, I refuse to believe that those could get done in 24 hours what an actual forklift operator does in 8 hours. Yeah, we got about 15 at my job. They are about $800,000 a piece. That's an expensive replacement, but I'm assuming they've done the math, and even at that price, it's still cheaper because they run 24/7. Here's a robot finishing drywall, definitely taking work from someone. There are machines that autonomously print construction plans straight onto the concrete, no human needed. There's an Australian bricklaying robot. It takes some human input, but it mostly does the job itself. Then there's the autonomous container loaders. They load shipping containers onto truck trailers with minimal human intervention. And this is a perfect example of how robots could be used for good. If they really are cheaper than human workers, then you would expect that what they build would be cheaper. But it's not, because companies pocket the savings. And apparently, even Chick-fil-A is heavily invested in automation. They're using these robots to deliver food to those dining in. The irony being that Chick-fil-A is known for its customer service, and now apparently that service includes robots. And to be fair, not every robot feels like replacement. Some seem genuinely helpful, like this one.
So this is to replace the wheelchair people that push you in the airport? This is insane, honestly. I mean, I get it, but like, really? They don't even pay the people that push you in the airport properly.
Now, is this replacing a worker? Maybe, but I've also been in U.S. airports and watched staff struggle to push people in wheelchairs, so I think in this case it makes sense. I don't think most people realize just how many robots are being deployed because they're being sold to corporations, not to us, so most of us never see them. It's not like with generative AI where it's been very public and been forced on everyone. Robots are more of a quiet takeover, and my concern is that not enough people will care until it's too late.
I want everyone to give a warm welcome to our new hire, Coyd. He's going to really help me micromanage you guys much more effectively moving forward. You're seeing some confused faces, so let me explain this a little bit. When you're talking to customers, Coyd is going to be listening to your phone calls, making sure that you're as effective with customers at all times. This is going to be huge. If you're taking a sick day, Coyd is going to show up to your house or your apartment and make sure that you're actually feeling under the weather. So don't be afraid when Coyd starts knocking at your door. To give you a quick demonstration, Coyd, how do you feel about PTO? Yeah, that's a no-go. And let's get one thing clear here. If I hear any complaints, this is what's going to happen. Farewell. Goodbye. Find another company without a robot.